This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Washington, it's time to say goodbye. The National Zoo's youngest panda, Taishan, is going to a new home this week. He'll board a flight on Thursday for China to help repopulate his endangered species. It will be a bittersweet day for those who have watched Taishan grow from cub to bear over the past 4 years. This weekend, many came to see him one last time, and NPR's Allison Keyes was there.
A plethora of panda files descended on the National Zoo over the weekend, bundled up against freezing temperatures and driving snow for a farewell party for their favorite bear. Excited children and more than a few adults, shivering with delight, made cards for Taishan, picked up peanut butter and rice panda treats, and put on purple buttons adorned with smiling panda faces.
I feel like we're losing a neighbor and a friend.
Alicia Sokol says she and her family come in the mornings and have Starbucks, while Taishan has his bamboo. Her son Matthew was born right after Taishan, and he knows it.
You're an awfully big boy.
I am.
Not as big as a panda.
Not as big as a panda.
This is my fond farewell to him.
Pamela Phillips says she's afraid to leave the panda habitat for fear she'll miss something. Not likely, though. Throughout the party, Tai just ate and chilled out.
I used to stand in long lines to come see him when he was a little butter stick.
This is what Tai sounded like when he was born, the actual size of a stick of butter. His nickname is Butterstick. Even those who work with him, like biologist Lori Thompson, get a little misty-eyed remembering when he was little and at first afraid of bamboo.
Eventually got to the point where he got really excited by it. So when he was waiting in the little holding area and we were putting bamboo in his yard, we would drag the bamboo past him and he would run after us and like try to chase us with the bamboo.
This is an emotional time for those who work with Taishan. But Thompson says they've learned a lot from this now 185-pound giant panda.
Once the panda cub is born, we do watches, behavior watches, 24 hours a day where we listen for vocalizations and we watch for movement and first steps.
And under the National Zoo's agreement with the China Wildlife Conservation Association, Taishan must leave to join a breeding program that officials hope will eventually allow giant pandas to be reintroduced into the wild. But acting Pandas and Primates curator Erica Bauer says Tai will meet many pandas when he gets to the Wulong Bifengxia Panda Base. Tai's parents are the only other pandas at the National Zoo.
It's going to be probably a lot of sensory perception sorts of things for him. He's going to be hearing everybody, seeing everybody, smelling everybody. It's a lot for a bear to take in.
But Bauer says don't worry about a language problem for Tai. His new keepers will use the same behavioral hand signals the panda was taught at National Zoo.
He doesn't speak Chinese, but he also doesn't speak English when you think about it that way.
I like to watch him. He gives me some sort of peace inside, I suppose.
But fans like Lori Malotki feel Taishan does speak their language. She flew from Monroe, Michigan for the 9th time to visit the bear she's been watching on PandaCam since he was a cub.
I know we don't own him, but, I mean, I wish we could, like, trade him for some eagles or something. I mean, wouldn't China like some eagles or something? I mean, come on.
Taishan leaves Thursday morning on a specially equipped FedEx plane for China. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.